This is the Seabed Daily Text. Calling for a verdict. Deuteronomy 32:45-47. When Moses finished reciting all these words to all Israel, he said to them, "Take to heart all the words I have solemnly declared to you this day, so that you may command your children to obey carefully all the words of this law. They are not just idle words for you. They are your life. By them you will live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to possess." Consider this. They are not just idle words for you. They are your life. As we near the end of this season of First Word, Last Word, God's Word, and the case is about to go to the proverbial jury, aka you all, I find myself wondering if I've said enough. Has the case been made? Did I leave anything out? That's exactly what's going on in today's text. We find ourselves at the end of Israel's 40-year wandering in the wilderness. They are on the eve of entering the promised land. Moses has called all his witnesses. He recounted the full story of God's faithfulness. He articulated the blessings for obedience and the curses for disobedience. He rehearsed the full covenant of the law with the whole nation. He brought it all down to the most compelling call for a verdict ever recorded. Check it out. "This day I call the heavens and the earth as a witness against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Deuteronomy 30:15-20. And if this were not enough, he wrote a song and led the people in singing it. Now there's an idea for us. After all that, we get today's text. "Take to heart all the words I have solemnly declared to you this day. They are not just idle words for you. They are your life." Permit me a few brief observations. Number one, the Word of God is not an idle word. It is powerful and movemental. We turn the Word of God into an idle word in our life to the extent we leave it bound in a book. Number two, the antidote is to, quote, "take to heart all the words and solemnly declare them to ourselves and to each other." And number three, the Word of God is not for my life. It is my life. See the difference? Now choose life so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life. Have you reached a verdict? The prayer, "Lord, I want to choose life. over and over and over again, I want to choose life. And yet it comes back to choosing life in this moment. You, Lord Jesus, are my life. Your word is my life. I love you, Lord. I listen to your voice. I hold fast to you. And I want this for my children and their children and their children. Holy Spirit, make it so. In Jesus' name, amen. The question, how is the Word of God becoming loosed from the bindings of the book and unleashed in your everyday life? Are you learning to solemnly declare it? How is it moving from being for your life to being your very life? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.